that he is hardly to be distinguished from the laws of nature. Einstein once said that he believed in Spinoza's God, who reveals himself in the orderly harmony of what exists, not in a God who concerns himself with fates and actions of human beings. But what possible difference does it make to anyone if we use the word God in place of order or harmony, except perhaps to avoid the accusation of having no God? Of course, anyone is free to use the word God in that way, but it seems to me that it makes the concept of God not so much wrong as unimportant. Will we find an interested God in the final laws of nature? There seems something almost absurd in asking this question, not only because we do not yet know the final laws, but much more because it is difficult even to imagine being in the possession of ultimate principles that do not need any explanation in terms of deeper principles. But premature as the question may be, it is hardly possible not to wonder whether we will find any answer to our deepest questions, any sign of the workings of an interested God in a final theory. I think that we will not. All our experience throughout the history of science has tended in the opposite direction, toward a chilling impersonality in the laws of nature. The first great step along this path was the demystification of the heavens. Everyone knows the key figures: Copernicus, who proposed that the Earth is not at the center of the universe; Galileo, who made it plausible that Copernicus was right; Bruno, who guessed that the Sun is only one of a vast number of stars; and Newton, who showed that the same laws of motion and gravitation apply to the solar system and to bodies on the Earth. The key moment, I think, was Newton's observation that the same law of gravitation governs the motion of the Moon around the Earth and a falling body on the surface of the Earth. In our own century, the demystification of the heavens was taken a step farther by the American astronomer Edwin Hubble. By measuring the distance to the Andromeda Nebula, Hubble showed that this, and by inference thousands of other similar nebulas, were not just outlying parts of our galaxy, but galaxies in their own right, quite as impressive as our own.
This book is continued on Disc 8.